So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taíno traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Brands disassociating with people that are destructive. So recently had a massive anti-Semitism, racist, massive, catastrophic, gargantuan moment, earth-shattering moment, and then brands disassociating. And it's funny because when I created my brand Skinny Girl, which by the way was created based on one low-calorie margarita, and the name, which is matters because it doesn't work in other things, and was really designed to go with one product, that brand was not named under my name, Bethany, and intentionally because I wanted to have a separation between me as a person and the brand. But the conversation, I remember being in the liquor business, that they were very hesitant. I was really the first time that a cocktail brand was really promoted on the forefront by a celebrity and a woman, with the exception of Sammy Hagar, Diddy, and Dan Aykroyd. There were smaller ones like Danny DeVito and things like that, but on a grand scale. And people in the liquor business, which is already a risky business, it's not a controlled substance, but it's alcohol. So in the liquor business, they were all very reluctant to pair with celebrities, because you should see what some of these contracts are like, because it's a major, major multi-billion dollar company. You're dealing with alcohol and you're doing a deal with a celebrity. And it brings to light the conversation about the risk of doing deals with celebrities. Multi-billion dollar brands will take that money when a deal works so successfully, but you can get really fucked by being attached to a person. An entire stock from a public company dropped significantly when Martha Stewart went to jail. Oprah says something about Weight Watchers and the stock soars, and then there's a questionable association with the brand, and because she was working with the brand, and how that affects the stock, and so on and so forth. Brands associating with people versus like Nature's Valley, Kashi, a brand being like Travis Scott is the face of this brand, or this other destructive human being who recently was had all brands disassociate with them, it's dangerous. While there's a big upside, there's a big downside. And the point is, you want to get in business with people that you really think, if brands are going to do deals with individuals, they need to be people that really have a pretty squeaky clean background. Because even things that you say can get you into trouble, but forget things that you do. And sometimes because of the popular social media, or, you know, how much they have a rabid, loyal fan base, brands will take the tempting bait. And now they're in business with someone like Travis Scott, who's on stage, you know, acting in a very reckless way. And it's scary for brands because it can do a lot of damage. So brands are going to now, I promise you, be way more careful with who they associate with and partner with. I'm seeing it in the beauty business. I'm seeing it with brands that are approaching me as a woman in her 50s who doesn't even know that much about beauty whatsoever, who's just learning, and people calling me and wanting to do things together because they feel like I'm a grown-ass, credible businesswoman with a brain and a moral compass. And brands don't want loose cannons. They really don't want or need loose cannons. You know, you partner with someone and something fucking goes sideways and it's very risky business. Someone gets caught with drugs. Someone says something inappropriate. Someone has a reckless concert. Someone's racist. Someone's just, so, you know, brands, it's funny. They want the people with the followers and, you know, with the engaging content. But, you know, Chrissy Teigen became very famous. I met her. She was on my talk show and she was John Legend's wife at the time, a model, beautiful, very sweet. And she was on and he was on. And then lo and behold, she blew up, and she really blew up on Twitter. And she blew up because she was very polarizing and because she said very, very edgy things. So she always was riding on the line, and she's gotten in trouble many times, and she risked a near cancellation because of the very thing that made her popular. Her opinion and her voice, I relate entirely. You know, it's risky business. Betting on individuals is risky business. And you've seen the shuffle. Chrissy Teigen was in partners with Kris Jenner in a cleaning brand. All of a sudden, Kris Jenner cut bait because that happened. And now Chrissy Teigen is bigger than ever, I think. And she's got cravings. And, you know, Macy's cut ties with her, but then everyone's running back. Like, it's a dance, but it's a crazy, crazy conversation. The risk and the roller coaster of brands and celebrities historically, but now more than ever. These are big multi-billion dollar companies, and we're talking about major numbers. We're talking about TJ Maxx. We're talking about Foot Locker, Skechers, Adidas. We were talking about Dior. We're talking about Vogue. We're talking real major money shit. So, you know, if you're in business or in branding, think about that kind of stuff. And think about the brands you're supporting. Back to the same thing. Just because you think, you know, a sweatshirt's cool or headphones are cool or something's cool, like, really think about who's behind it. What does it mean? What does that mean? Whose pockets are you lining? Are you willing to line someone's pockets because you think there's a cool product? You know what I mean? Like, think about who the people are. Think about if they're good role models for your children. That's what we got to stop now. You know, we got to connect the products. And I guess now I have to start thinking about what fast fashion means and where is it made and all of that, because that's the same thing. It's not that easy to keep up with everything. But what is really right in front of you is the people that are the spokespeople for these brands. And, you know, do you want a pair of really fancy, hard to get, expensive sneakers that have just been made popular by marketing if you don't believe in what the person is saying or doing behind them? Like, are we thinking about that? Voting. So I voted and I went to a high school to vote, like many of you. And so you go through, you know, if you do global entry when you come into the country, showing your passport, et cetera, when you come into the country, like, that feels well. Like, they can take my thumbprint, they can see my face, my cornea, whatever they're doing. They know that I'm here. Clear is another one in the airport that, like, knows who you are. You don't have to show everything. You don't have to go, you can go through TSA. There are many things, you know, Apple phone. I look at my phone and it can then put my password and I can buy things. And, you know, it seems very technologically advanced. Going to vote in 2022, feels like starting an automobile on the Flintstones with your feet under the bottom of the car. It feels very like number two pencil when I was in third grade filling out a testing form. It's almost shocking. It's like you walk in and the process to just walk in, the big poster board that looks like you're at a bat mitzvah with, you know, someone's like compilation of the memories of their life. The poster board is an arrow to the left, arrow to the right. If your letter starts in from J to Q, you're over here upside down, but your street numbers are over here. It's very confusing. It's like a little scary. You walk in, you show your license, and there's someone with like a piece of paper that's printed out as if you're showing up for a reservation at, you know, at like Chili's, and they're crossing out your name that you see on there that they're seeing. So there's like no privacy involved. So like Bethany Frankel was here, they crossed out my name. And then you walk in and there's a manila folder with a piece of paper stuck to one side of it and the other side, this piece of paper and like this pen that's hanging off of a dangling sort of like bank chain that was missing. And then I went and found the pen and you're filling things in and you just don't trust it. You're just like, is this really us voting? Like, this doesn't seem like, it feels a little like archaic. I feel like I'm driving the car with my own feet. Am I like slicing bread for the first time it's ever been sliced? And then you get to the next step where the person like takes the thing out. And then there was a backlog with a man with a lanyard and a sweatshirt who seemed like a high school gym teacher on the floor next to a big square piece of machinery that looked like a Xerox machine. And I guess it was jammed up. It was full. So we're all waiting. He's like, no, I got it. And he's trying to open it. He can't open it. He's like rattling with like Schneider from One Day at a Time, which was a sitcom from the 80s. Like he was a superintendent. He had like this round thing of keys and he's like trying to rattle with it to get into this box. And then the way you used to drop Blockbuster videos in to just return them. And you're like, are they going in there? Are they really getting returned? Like, or like the ATM, like where does the money come from? And does the money get full? And it just seems so then like, he took out some envelopes and put them in a satchel, like the Election Day Santa Claus, a black satchel, walked out of the room, and like I put my envelope in and they're like, yep, you're done. I'm like, am I? I don't feel safe right now. I feel unsafe. I don't understand what just happened. Am I like voting for, you know, Miss Cheeseburger of 2022 on the South Shore of Long Island, or am I voting in the election? It's actually frightening. Like Elon Musk can fucking cancel Kathy Griffin all he wants. Can he and pay $40 billion for Twitter so he gets to say whatever he wants and, you know, arbitrarily cancel and uncancel people? I'd like him to spend his money getting this fucking voting thing up to par because I'm frightened. I literally feel like I just went to a puppet show. I used to go to a puppet show at Macy's when this little doll would like be the show. I took my daughter, like, you know, I feel like I'm at the Macy's puppet show. Yeah, I feel like I'm at the Macy's puppet show, or like the technological advancement of sitting on Santa Claus's lap every year, like whatever that takes to fucking get up. Because I promise you, I could do a voting booth in my office. My iPad setup with my podcast is set up more technologically advanced. I can do Zooms here. So I feel like I could run an election booth in my house. So whatever the fuck that was scares the shit out of me. I should have just put it in a fortune cookie and sent it to them in their Chinese food delivery, whoever I was voting for. Frightening. Like here's one of those little, you know, you do that little like fortune cookie that the one that you make on your own, your kids make out of a piece of paper. Will I vote Democrat? Ooh, pick up this little corner. And then there's another little number. Will I vote for this person in this district? Then there's an inside surprise and put that into a box. It was insane. I'm still like, what the fuck? Was I wrong? Was that wrong? Did I not vote? Was I voting in like the Pee Wee football voting booth? And there's like a real one somewhere around the block? Wow. Hi, it's Bethany Frankel. My time on The Real Housewives of New York is a few years behind me, and now I'm ready to put the real back into The Real Housewives. That's where my new podcast, Rewives, comes in. This isn't your typical rewatch podcast. I'm bringing on unexpected thought leaders and celebrities to give their take on the chaos. In my first episode, I dig into the Scary Island Roni episode with Elizabeth Moss. It's one of my favorite shows I've ever done, so don't miss it. Listen to Rewives with Bethany Frankel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Did I say, I think I said it, I'm going to say it again. I was at a restaurant with my friend. 18-year-olds are getting Botox ad nauseum. I don't have Botox right now, okay? I got it probably, like, it's probably since last year. And 18-year-olds are getting eyebrow lifts and lip injections to get bigger lips. Like, I am so naive. I am so shocked. I think that I am, like, drastic and revolutionary that I want to see a plastic surgeon just to ask, like, what I could possibly do or what's on the menu. Like, give me the menu a la carte options. There are 18-year-olds getting Botox, eyebrow lifts, lip fillers, and, of course, plastic surgery. Of course. It's fucked up. 16-year-olds, too. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's just fucked up, and it should be illegal. It's actually fucked up. It's mentally fucked up. I gotta tell you something. It's the parents. I'm gonna tell you it's the fucking parents. I'm seeing a thing now where the more promiscuous the young girls are dressing, you know exactly what I'm talking about, those fringe jean shorts, like at the vagina level, like the more, you know, the half tops, the coy, the risque, everybody wants to be a little provocative dancer. The more the kids that you see that are dressed more like that are the moms. The kids are dressing older. The moms are dressing younger. You'll see. Watch. What? Think of your friends. Think of the kids that are wearing the really provocative outfits that are totally age inappropriate. Are the kids with the moms that are dressing like teenagers with the ripped jeans and the tie dye? And those are the ones with the kids that have the have that type of like promiscuous dress. And though, and call me Karen, I don't give a fuck. This is how I feel. And those are the kids that at 16 want the filler, want it. They want to be older. And I, you know, my producer just asked me, what would I do if that was Brynn? It's not Brynn. It's not Brynn because it's really, it's about the parents. You got to think about it. It's about the parents. They are sponges. They absorb what they see. She, for whatever my mother was or wasn't, my mother was in overalls all the time. Like, she was just down, dressed real down to earth and had, you know, some really nice stuff. And she just was 99.9% of the time dressed down. And it's just not where my daughter's head is at all. Like, she would beg me to never do anything to myself. Never plastic surgery, never anything. She would think it was disgusting. She thinks it's like smoking. So whatever it is, we can follow the journey and you can make me eat my words, but it's not going to happen. Not just because I would kick her ass. It just wouldn't happen. She's not that girl. It is not something to look up to. Every young girl is not paying attention to philanthropy or their schoolwork or being a good person. They're just worried about their extensions, their lashes, their filtering, their waistlines. It's disgusting and it's fucked up. Stop the butterboard. Stop it. You're bored. You're bored, which is why you're making butter boards. It's boredom. There's nobody in the world that needs a butter board. There's no situation. You want to put a slice, you want to put a smear of butter and sprinkle some sea salt and bagel seasoning and rosemary on your personal piece of bread? Have at it. Smearing community butter covered in fucking edible flowers, it's just stupid. You must be so bored. Then frosting boards, then cream cheese board. You are so goddamn bored. You must be just bored to tears. But a peanut butter board would be good. But it wouldn't. We don't need it. Smear peanut butter on your own personal supply. Nobody needs it. So dumb. Oh my God. I forgot to say that there was actually an article. I think it was page 6 that said Queen's cause of death revealed. The Queen's cause of death is revealed. What was it? A pack of Wolverines? What did she choke on a gobstopper? The Queen's cause of death was revealed. We're all biting our cuticles waiting to find out what that was. Was it old age? I thought so. Okay. Bizarre gardening accident? Hula hooping? Pogo stick? Was she hang gliding or playing double dutch? Stop it. Queen's cause. I mean, that's when you have a fucking slow. That's when it's not a slow news day. It's a dead news day. Like, the news is dead. There's nothing that's happened. Like, time has stopped still. Time has stood still. Time has stood still. It was an apocalypse. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.